Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Street boys. There's a war going on outside that I ain't safe from. Look at you, think you cool cause you break blunts. I'd rather spit some bars, bet you couldn't break one. Watch for fake with a mask like Jason. There's more.
All right, that was our intro brought to you by Jamal L. You know, please reach out to him in the group. This is Which Way Is Up Radio. You know, hopefully you can, you know, buy a single, buy his album, and all that good stuff. So, without further ado, let me introduce you to the co-host, Miss Queen Petty herself, Angela Martin. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, man. Oh, we good today. We good today. Also, we got a first-timer, you know, Mr. Iota Man himself, Chris. How you doing there, bro?
This is Chris chiming in. How y'all doing?
Yeah, that's good, good. Hey, y'all, that's my frat brother, man. So if you got any beef with him, you got beef with me. All right, and then our guest today, Mr. Arlen Wallace. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing great. Hello to the family out there.
Oh man, you already know it's Dallas, Texas. You know, we're getting a little bit cold down here. I don't know how it is up there in, what is that, Ohio?
Cleveland.
Cleveland. Oh, excuse me.
Yeah,
that's a heck of a choke job y'all done in the World Series, I tell you that.
Yeah, we blew that one, but it's okay. You can't win them all.
Oh, yeah, I feel you on that. All right, so, Arlen, you know, I spoke with you briefly, don't you have, like, some type of website, or can you tell us about?
Yes. As my profession, I'm a small business development consultant, and what I do is help people to start or expand their small businesses. And so, if people need those type of, I'm nationwide as well, so we could do teleconferencing, or I can do things over the phones. So you can be anywhere in the nation, and I can help you. We all, you know, we communicate through email and that sort of thing. But my website, where you can check out all of my services, is http://anddirect.net. But you can just put in anddirect.net. That's anddirect.net. And check out the services we have. I'm sure we have something that can help out. We do financing. We help you plan operations, marketing, financing. We also do corporate credit and business credit building, as well as credit repair. So
oh,
a lot of services
awesome.
That people, yeah.
That's awesome. So that's like Alfred Nancy David Direct. So anddirect.net. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Oh, awesome. So how did you get into this line of work, you know?
Oh, man. Right. Yeah, so I've always been the type of person who, like, cultivated a lot of information. You know, I was the type of kid who had the complete set of Britannica encyclopedias. So I always had a wealth of information. So people would always come to me and say, "Oh, what's this? What's that? Tell me about this, that, and the third thing." And so just being that type of person, as I got older, I saw people who were trying to start businesses, trying to do this, that, and the third thing, and they just didn't know the ins and outs.
Right.
So I just started collecting information, and at first I was just giving it away free to my friends and family. And I said, "Hey, this sounds like a business. You know, this sounds like something that I could actually get paid to do." So then I went back to school, got my degree in finance, and started Andy Direct in 2005. So now,
that's awesome.
And over the years I just cultivated more information so I can help people in more ways.
Oh, man, most definitely. Make sure I'm going to use you on that one. So, Okay. I know, we're always a little bit touch and go. So, I heard about like this credit union you're trying to put together, or what's going on with that?
Well, I think it's Killer Mike who's out there talking about that the community, we need black banks. We need to have our money in black banks. So I'm definitely all about that. What I thought was even better than a regular bank would be a cooperative bank, a credit union, because everyone would share the wealth. How credit unions work. So, and then what I thought to do was, because everything you do in this country, you need money to do it. Correct?
Yeah. Oh, correct. 100%.
Okay. Right. So therefore, we need a banking institution as part of anything we're trying to do. And so, based on what I know about financing and corporate credit and all that sort of thing, I just knew that it was going to be a centerpiece for everything that we want to do to build this black economic infrastructure that we're all about. So right now we're doing some fundraising. It's going pretty slow because one of the things is that people can't see the big picture. They think that maybe they don't see the impact right now. So then they're really hesitant on donating or investing in something that they don't know they don't see the full impact. But I know for a fact that we need a bank. So even if we don't raise the funds through the community, I'm going to raise the funds on my own, and then we'll have it. Because I know we need it,
I love it, brother. You're all right, man. You're all right. And now, please, if you can, please drop those links down in the groups so therefore we can support you. I know I'm going to support you because I do see that that's a huge thing. Real quick before I start with my questions, I know I rattle off two of them. I'm going to see if Chris has a question for you, and then see if Miss Queen Petty has a question for you.
I do have a name of the net.
Oh, okay. Excuse me. Miss Angela Martin. D. Angela Martin.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
You have a question for...
Come on. Hit me.
Chris doesn't have any questions right now, but, we know where to find you.
Oh, definitely. Most definitely. I am around.
Oh, yeah. Most definitely. All right. So, Arlen, all right, so do you have, any freebie financial advice for anybody, or at least for me? No, I don't know if they're not going to ask, but heck, I'll ask,
Okay. You know what's funny? I gained a new client today for financial planning and business credit building based around this premise that I came to. It goes like this. This is the advice. People always say that debt is bad, right?
Right.
But if you know anything about esoteric finance like I do, you realize that the whole daggone system is based off debt. So you can't escape it, right?
That's right.
Okay, but there is a such thing as good debt and bad debt. And so this is what I told my new client today, but I'm going to give it to you guys for free. Okay.
Oh,
so what you want?
Which way is up?
Okay.
Exclusive.
right. Hey, this which way is up? Exclusive. All right. So depending on where you're starting from, either you have bad personal credit or good personal credit. What you want to do is get to the point where you have good personal credit between $700 and $750. Now, of course, I have services that can help you get there, so that's not a problem. So we're just going to go ahead and say you have good credit. Okay. What you want to do is get business lines of credit and purchase and do all of your major purchases, such as house, car, or anything other thing major. Use business lines of credit as opposed to car notes and mortgages. Ask me why.
Why?
Yeah, we want to know.
Okay, the reason why is because this is very fundamental. A mortgage is a secured debt, which means if you can't pay, you're going to have to get out of the house.
Right.
Right? They call that foreclosure, correct? Okay.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
A car is... secure debt as well. So if you don't pay your car note, then you're going to wake up without it in your driveway. Correct?
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Correct.
Repossession.
Okay. Right. Repo. They coming. And they got your GPS track. They know where you at. You can't hide. Okay. So this is why you use business lines of credit, because these business lines of credit are what's called unsecured debt, which means if you can't pay your credit card bill or your line of credit bill, then they just cut you off and they just mess up your credit, but they cannot take the purchases that you made with it.
Woo! That's an exclusive right there. Repeat that one more time.
Okay, so what I'm saying is you use business lines of credit to buy all your major purchases like cars and houses, because it's unsecured, and therefore if anything ever happens where you can't pay your notes or your credit card bills or your line of credit bills, they cannot take your property. They can't. You will have paid for it with unsecured credit, and therefore they wouldn't be able to take it from you. So no matter what happens, you still keep your house, your car, or any other major purchase that you made with that credit line. There you have it.
Wow. Hey, anybody else just understand what he just said right there? I know. I'm a finance major. You know, I got it. You know, so I got my MBA in finance. Understand it. You know, I understand what he just said. Did y'all understand what he just said?
Won't you explain
yes,
it?
Yes, we got. He just said.
Yeah, he said free shit. Ooh, it's free. Yeah, it's free.
It's
your free stuff.
We know that's how we say it.
Right.
Yeah.
But I'm gonna give you an example. Like in the business world, that's what you do. You use unsecured credit, especially in the beginning. On most businesses, a lot of people put their house up to get a business loan. Never do that. It's a way. These are the information and the skills and the expertise that I have that I can get you. Personal credit, corporate credit, to where you can get unsecured lines of credit to cover any expenses that you have or purchases or capital expenses that you have, so that no matter what happens, they can never take anything from you.
Well. You might have a
I got a question for you, Arlen. This is Chris, man. And I worked in the mortgage industry, default origination, all the way through collections and up to foreclosure. Let me ask you, who has access to business lines of credit?
Anyone who does the proper process and goes about it, he gets it.
Okay, and the proper process at the basic level is going to be what, a business license, an incorporation, or what?
Those things, you can have those things. I mean, but let's not make it complicated. When you want to start a business in America, all you have to do is fill out the articles of incorporation. In Ohio, it's $125. You fill out a piece of paper that says we're starting a business, but for any legal purpose, pay your $125, and you have a corporate charter. Now, once you have that, you get your state charter number, and then you take that and get your what's called a Social Security number for your business, which is called an EIN or a taxpayer identification number. Tax ID. Once you have that, then your company is like a person. Your company is now a 14th Amendment person who can go out and get credit.
Mm. Just talking
Amen.
About that.
Okay,
I got
so
you.
So
boy, preaching
right.
Pastor. Preach pastor.
So what you want to do is you take your company and you start at the beginning what you do is you attach your name to it, say you got good credit. That's the quickest way. If you have good credit attached to your business, that's the quickest way to get nice big lines of credit that you can do something with. Or you can leave your name completely out of it and do what's called no personal guarantee loans, but that takes a longer process to build up your company on paper so that when it goes to the bank or to the lending institutions, they can see that you have income. They do all of that type of check, and then they'll say, okay, well, you're making this type of money on paper that we can verify. We'll loan you this amount of money. No personal guarantee. That's a process that I can help you do too, but it's a little bit quicker, a lot, if you start in a game with decent credit, which I also can help you do. So you start off with decent credit. Yeah, you go out and you go to banks, regular banks, like Citibank, U.S. Bank, American Express, and they'll give you, based on that credit, they'll give you business lines of credit that won't show up on your personal credit unless you default. So these won't even show up on your personal credit.
Oh,
like, wow.
Hold on real quick. Hey, 347 just called in. I think that's Jamal.
Yeah.
Jamal, is you?
Yeah, that's me.
Jamal L. All right. Do you have any questions for
I'm very interested in what you're speaking about because I own a subletting company where I rent space, furnish rooms at a price, and being able to get some startup capital like what you're speaking will definitely be able to help me to get more units, which in turn is more rooms, which will help me to gain more constant revenue streams because I'm on Social Security, so I can't work. So I need passive income. Then that's not labor, that's an unearned income, so that way it doesn't hurt my tax status and it doesn't hurt my Medicare, Medicaid status.
Okay, got you. That's definitely a possibility. What you would need, you're probably already incorporated, correct?
Yeah, we already got our contracts drawn up and everything. We already have agreements with the landlord. We have leases out and everything already. We got tenants, everything's going on.
Okay, so if you have a paper trail of payments that are made, that means you have cash flow. There are definitely programs for you to get corporate credit, business lines of credit that can help you go out and purchase more space for you to get more revenue. Definitely. So give me a call.
Yeah, I definitely got the algorithm down too that I can show to the bank the mathematical probability and how it executes. So it works every time.
Okay. Definitely.
It's already a proven method, you know what I mean?
Yeah, no doubt. I mean Jamal, but
yeah, so
hello?
Jamal here, why don't you shoot a few over to Arlen and here, why don't you try to let him help you out, man? Because I think that this brother is deep. You know, he knows what he's talking about. He's been doing this since 2005. You know, hey, man, you should give him a shot, man. Let him help you out. Yeah, so
I definitely need that.
Yeah, Arlen, now we got to go with the personal. All right. So, man, thank you for, very interesting show right there. We had Which Way Is Up exclusives right there, which we appreciate you for.
Amazing
stuff. Matter of fact, I have to probably replay that about 30 different times, but yes. So now with your faith, so did you grow up as a Christian, like what happened, for you to be what you are now?
My family is steeped in Christianity, Baptist. My uncle and my grandmother, my great uncle and my grandmother, they started a church, Second Zion, which is in my city. So we have a family church. I'm not anti-Christian. I'm just anti the non-factual part. You can just leave that out. I can go with do unto others as you want to be done unto you. I can go with, some of the teachings, but I'm not into the institutional religion at all. I can't stress that enough.
So, like, what happened?
What happened? It wasn't some day I woke up and said, this isn't for me. It was more of a gradual process because I'm very analytical. And when things don't make sense, And when, you know, it doesn't, you know, I'm seeing contradictions, then I have to leave that be. You know, and so over this, over time and over, especially when I got more information and I start, you know, extra biblical text and archaeology, when I start just, you know, because I'm also a scientist, you know, by nature, you know, I've always been into that. So those things, facts mean more to me than belief. And so, therefore, it just came to a point where I was just like, I can leave that be and move on to higher consciousness level thinking.
Oh, that's awesome. So, is there, oh, here, let me turn over to anybody. Chris, you have a question?
No, I don't have any questions. I think Arlen is quite like myself, man. Because when he was asking you the questions, I was just kind of imagining myself, like, what if he was asking me these questions? And it's funny because I was talking about that with another group member earlier today, you know, just about the great separation from Christianity. You know, and not necessarily the separation from it altogether, but it, for me, it was a gradual process as well. So a lot of the questions that I would possibly have for you, I kind of know where you how you got to where you are because I feel the same.
Right. I mean, especially when you go back and you look at how it started. What really happened? Then you look at the infiltration and the mixing and the deleting and all that. You're just like, you know what? How about I just figure it out on my own? You know, and how about that? Because you know, this is not making no sense.
Yeah. Angela, do you have any questions?
Is your focus on? Where are you at right now?
This is the thing, man. This, you know, it's not very popular, but because I don't like to, I can mix and match because I don't think anyone has all the answers. I mix it up because
right.
I know we all, it's all one people, and we, you know, we had different ways of, different schools of thought on things, and the more I learn, the more I realize how they overlap. You know,
yes,
so I could talk to more about law. I could, you know, or I could talk to a Hebrew Israelite about Leviticus and the scientific background of why some of that makes sense. I could talk to RPG about revolution. I could talk to a Kemetic about science. You know what I'm saying? And
yes.
Alchemy and some of that occult stuff. So it all mixes together to create. Just an awareness and a knowing.
Yeah,
and you just keep going from there. Yeah.
Well,
I
the way
I do.
The player should be well-rounded.
you got to be, man. You get focused on one thing, you're missing too much. You got to expand your consciousness to incorporate all that makes sense and then at the same time drop the nonsense.
Got you. Thank you.
So, Jamal.
No, no problem.
Word, that's facts right there.
Really, Jamal?
Okay, I said Jamal, I thought you'd have like a comment or question or something.
Nah, that just reminds me of the first chapter of Joshua. He's just telling me that I got to do the commands. That's it. Follow the commands, you always win. I win. Jamal wins. Fatality.
Oh, my goodness.
So, Jamal, what
school
of thought do you rock with?
I'm a Hebrew Israelite Shabazz. I go through all the science. That's why I know all the science. But my specialty is quantum science and astral projection.
All right, check this out. You know what's funny about that? I just made a post today talking about I'm seeing a lot of cross-pollination in schools of thought. From the Hebrew Israelites, the Moors, the Christians, the, you know, what am I leaving out here? The Kemetics.
Can't forget the Muslim, too.
The what?
Yeah.
The Muslims, yeah.
Yeah, the Muslims, you know, they got deep science too. You know, so
nah, they got listen, you're not understanding about that is it's all the same science. It's just described in different ways, and then they don't understand that, and that's why they're still confused, trapped in the doctrines.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. So what I'm saying is, No, we're not down in it. I'm not down in it at all.
No, I'm talking about Jamal.
I didn't down anybody for anything. I just said it's doctrine. Doctrine doesn't got to be a bad thing. It's how you take the connotation.
No, I'm just saying they're coming from a different perception than you. Not that they're confused, it's just a different perception.
But I know how to go outside my own perception and see through their own perception and then make it my
perception.
Combined with my original perception, therefore making my perception even greater.
But that's your perception. Like, I'll say it again. That's your perception, and don't say they are confused. And I guess
I didn't say anybody was confused in a way like they don't know what they're talking about. I mean,
that's
they're confused,
exactly what
like.
You said.
Yeah, because you're confused in a sense of you say the same things, but you say it in a different way, and then you try to act like each other is wrong.
But you can't say they're wrong, and you can't say they're confused. They're just coming from a different perspective.
I didn't say they were wrong. I said that you guys act like each other are wrong.
Chill, y'all.
I'm chill.
Jamal is, me and Jamal are cool right now.
I'm beyond cool.
I started with Islam, so therefore that's what it is.
You know what the thing is? Let me put this out here, and let me see what you guys think about this.
Okay.
Part of religion as an institution or as a school of thought is part culture.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Culture is very intertwined with the doctrines that come out of a particular mode of thought on how you see the divine or how you see nature, right?
Right.
Okay, so what I do as a scientist, I sift through the information and just take out the culture because that ain't got nothing to do with truth.
You know what's funny about that, brother? You just said my school of thought because I think through the void. I become everything because I'm nothing.
Well, that's one way to describe it. It's a little spooky, and people don't understand.
How is it spooky? It's understandable. Because through having nothing, you'll be able to appreciate having everything.
I totally agree with that, man. I totally agree with that. I'm just saying, like, when you say stuff like that, then people going to blank out.
Can I tell you one of my professions then? And you're really going to be spooked out. I'm a paranormal investigator or a ghostbuster.
For real?
Oh, my. Oh, my.
For real.
Oh,
wow. I've gone on cases. I've had people hire me and everything.
Sounds exciting.
I got business cards, everything. Office building.
I don't discount the
That's just a hobby, though. I don't consider that a business.
Because I know that paranormal, all it is vibrations and different frequencies coming in tangent with our vibration, our base vibration.
And they can manifest in the form of apparitions.
Right. So
hey, fellas, we got a minute left in our show.
Okay.
I just want to say, just your last
We'll have to get a show about that.
Yeah, matter of fact, we will. Hey, Chris, you have any last expressions?
No, my call dropped when I was asking my question, but, you know, I guess we kind of just went there, you know, accidentally just went there just now. So.
Okay.
Hey.
You know, it was meant to be, that's why, nothing coincidence.
Can I throw my phone number out there for the family?
Sure.
What's that?
Absolutely.
Okay, go ahead.
If anybody wants to find out how to get business credit, corporate credit, or their personal credit together, so they can get out from under this bad debt, then call me at 330-576-5425. That's 330-576-5425.
Hold on, babe.
33. All right, y'all ready?
Yeah.
No, I'm sorry. I'm talking to my daughter. Go ahead.
330-576-5425.
Oh, my goodness.
330-576-5425. 5425. That's it.
Yeah, I don't have a pen on hand, but Arlen, I will reach out to you. We definitely need to talk in the near future. So.
I'll tie your arm into that.
I'll put it up in group, y'all.
Oh, yeah, most
I'm right here.
Hey, y'all, that's our show. Which Way Is Up? This is your host, Brian West, on and off. Let's go.
John O. So,
who's up?